sit there with the lights dim and just sit there and go, what's the orders? And I do it 7 days a week now for at least 3 years. I was up at 3 a.m. You know, today for like an hour just sitting there and just saying, just I wouldn't even call it meditation. It's just clearing my brain and saying, what is your orders?
Are you, I don't think you should be allowed to smoke when you're doing that. Are you smoking?
Yeah, I am smoking. I never really smoked off and on. And then my wife went to rehab 4 years ago. She came back with it. She quit. And it's like, it's crazy to start smoking when you're like 49. Now I'm 52. Yeah, I need to stop.
Yeah, you must smoke. But not when you get the orders as well. Like, I think the orders are coming in. You can't sit there with your American spirit chugging away on that. You got to be focused on the orders. Now, like, I'm getting the orders coming through as well. Now, this is it. This is weird because in my country, we got a class system. So we're taught, like, if you're from a certain background, you don't belong in politics. Then you're kind of taught there is no God. And like, if you, as you have already said in this brilliant conversation, orient yourself to God, then that self-obsessiveness that's really governed my life for a long time, and really I coasted on through Hollywood and a bunch of stuff, but somehow I knew that life was spiritual. You feel it all the time, and I knew that it wouldn't work, the life of indulgence and becoming a priest of the Pharisee class of Hollywood. I knew, Alex, that there was something that I was trying to get to, and I didn't think it would come to me in such pain and anguish and so much suffering and brokenness and accusation and fear and dread, but it has come now, and I feel relief and I feel his presence, and I know what you're telling our audience to do is true. That if you say, Jesus, I'm talking to you, Lord, how do you want to serve me? What do you want me to do, Lord? Tell me, what do I do? I want to follow you. Show me, I'm weak on my own. I'm broken. Please, Jesus, help me. I don't know what to do. Like that, you will be involved in an interface. Now, since I've been living like that, broken, back and forth, falling over, stumbling, but getting back up again, what I've been shown is this. But the world we operate in has already, as we saw with Napster, annihilated the record industry, as we saw with the Arab Spring being used as a tool for politics, as we saw with the Occupy movement used as a unifying force across the political spectrum, and as we're seeing with cryptocurrencies, in particular Bitcoin, but a whole host of them, I'm not really a Bitcoin crypto guy, I know I need to be, like, but it's, what it's doing is it's changing the world radically. And if those technologies, the technologies that have broken the monopoly of information, if that technology is used in the field of politics, is going to change the world radically. Now, this is what I've decided to do. In 2028, there's a mayoral contest in London. The mayor of London, that competition is in 2028. This is my plan, Alex Jones, and I want your feedback on it. Run for mayor, whether I'm in jail or not, and the policy is this. Total democracy. The reason it can work in London, Alex, is because it's limited. The London mayoral office controls the Metropolitan Police Force, it controls transport, and it controls property development. It has some other symbolic roles as well. But I'm saying this, you don't need a mayor of London. What you'll have is absolute democracy. Using the technology we're all familiar with, whether it's voting on dumb reality shows, or whether it's Polymarkets, one of our sponsors, incidentally, we'll use that technology to ensure absolute a maximum democracy, whether it's small things like improvements to road systems or larger things.
I think it's an like absolute genius plan for you to run against Sadiq Khan, who just won his third big win there, just to inject the real issues. That is absolutely what people should do. People shouldn't think, am I going to win? You're going to inject real issues. The only way you fail is not doing it. I think Russell Brand running against Sadiq Khan coming up in a year and a half, 2 years, is pure genius. I think you absolutely must do it.
Thank you very much. Because this is my point. Since coming to the Lord, I don't care. When I was talking about this stuff in 2015, like me running for mayor then, which is when I first started talking about it, it was about, yeah, maybe that'll be great. I'll be powerful. I'll be a mayor. How fantastic. Now, I don't care no more. I'm already dead, man. I don't like suffering. I love my children, all of that stuff. But like you, I can see it in you. I know it when I see it in other people. You kind of know that there is suffering. You kind of know that there is despair, but you also know his glory is real. And when you submit yourself to him, things become possible that were impossible before. I don't want to be
that's what I was going to say earlier when you were talking about this.
I want the opportunity,
well,
Alex,
no, that's
Jones,
exactly it.
To democratise London. I want the opportunity to say, listen, if you want U-less cameras, one of the issues is they hate these cameras, a lot of people do anyway, that charge them congestion taxes. If you want to get rid of that, get rid of it. I also want, if you have issues with migration, and this isn't one of the things that the mayoral office controls, actually, but if people don't want hostels for migrants, they should be able to vote and not have hostels for migrants. The truth is, democracy could work a lot better. It wouldn't be perfect, but it would be a lot better.
And that's what I'm trying to get at, that I said earlier, but just to quantify it, literally, if you ask God to lead God and direct you, not the first time, you in my experience, a lot of prayer, a lot of focus. I spent an hour a day just sitting in a chair asking God, what do I do? There's an American spirit hanging in my mouth doing a coffee, but and occasionally a sandwich or something. But the point is, that is
what do you want,
is
God?
That
tell me what to do, Lord. What do I do? They turn the frogs gay. She sleeps in a literal tent. That evil bitch. She stinks of sulfur. What do I do, Lord? Lord, I can't hear anything. Shall I have another sandwich, Lord? Shall I? Oh, this one's gone out, Lord.
Sorry, Alex. Sometimes I do.
No,
comedy.
That's
just
the thing is, you know when it's God, because time and time again, it's like nothing but success. And so what I'm saying is that people are like, oh, I'm insecure, or I shouldn't do this. No, you say, I want to be an agent of God. God, what do I do? And you'll know when it's the Holy Spirit. And God will give you little jobs up front, little things. And it's amazing. I mean, when I've totally turned myself over to this, and I get better and better at it, like when I first really started doing it consciously was Jack Dorsey and the Twitter hearings like 8-9 years ago. And they tried to take about the back of the building, the front of the building. And I was like, God goes, let me take control of you. Go down this thing. Now go down this hallway. Now go outside. Now come back in. You're going to confront him right now. And they had all these exits and stuff. And there he was. And I got him. And the point was that I had to literally turn my agency over. I wasn't possessed by like a demon. It was like God was beaming the answers to me. And I've had a lot of examples of that I've shown the listeners. It's not like I have some superpower. We all have this power. God is 100% real. And all of the drugs and chemicals and poisoned food is about dampening that connection we have electrochemically through our DNA. There's a transceiver. We're a literal liquid water crystal. That got declassified a month ago in Operation Artichoke. The CIA said, we're all psychic. We're a liquid crystal, and we've got to poison the food, water, and shots so that there isn't a giant awakening. But it's going to fail. And so that's really the amazing thing that's happening right now.
I see. The awakening is already among us. The kingdom of heaven is among us. The kingdom of heaven is breaking free and reigning already, but it is being prevented, as usual, by the counterfeit schemes of the fallen one, by the institutions and bureaucracies
of this world.
Total
delivery and ascension is being blocked by people in denial. Exactly. It's already here, right here, and the enemy's already losing. You can see they're already losing. But the point is, we haven't gotten the general public to realize it. But once there's mass adoption, it is going to be incredible.
Yeah, I wonder, Alex Jones, would you ever consider beginning a community that would be run democratically? Here are some of the principles I reckon are important. Food independence, a community, whether it's 100 people or 500 people, where you have food autonomy, you grow your own food, where you have energy autonomy, you're energy resilient. Would it be possible, Alex, and is this a sort of sensible idea, or have I gone crazy from watching too much InfoWars? Would it be possible to form our own communities that are energy independent and food independent, and those communities are run fully democratically by the people that live there? If they want to run them as Muslim, they can.
Well, the Amish have already done it.
The Amish. Blockchain
the Amish have already
Amish,
done
baby.
It. They're all over the
blockchain
world.
Blockchain Amish. Yeah, the Amish have done
exactly.
It. Exactly.
If you had like some way to hook the Amish system in and that they could control it and have like a high-tech element of it, the Amish live on average 8 years longer than everybody else. They don't have autism. They are way healthier than us, and what they're doing is literally following Leviticus. So, absolutely, I mean, we know the blueprint.
Yeah, We've got to be blockchain Amish. We grow our own food. We control our own energy. Now, once you've done that, like, now look, you know a lot more about this than almost anybody. It seems to me that anytime there's a real ideological threat to the system, and I don't even want to call it the American government, because the American government just seems like one outlet of a much broader, wider, more nefarious, deeper occultist system. But say when there is something like, I don't know, Jonestown or Waco. I'm not suggesting that Waco or Jonestown were anything other than crazy, crazy scenarios. However, I do also suspect that if a community was being run well and the leaders were not sleeping with the members or exploiting them financially, that the FBI and the CIA wouldn't be pleased to see alternative social models emerging and the members of those social models saying, we want to decouple from the dominator system. Imagine if you had these communities of 100 to 500 people and then you went, as a matter of fact, we're not paying tax anymore and we're not repaying our debt. We're living in accordance with scripture. For example, you wouldn't have to do it in accordance with scripture. That would be democratically decided by the community. What do you think would happen? Do you think the state would step in? Do you think the feds would step in? What do you think would happen, Alex, if you tried to create Alex Jones Land or Alex Jones World? Although I know you're too humble to call it that. Probably you'd call it, I don't know, Infoland. I'm not, I don't want to bicker about the name.
Sure, let me try to listen. By our own financial decisions and with AI, with good people running it, you can work with people all over the world. We've been right about the poison shots and raised the main alarm, and right about the open borders, and right about the wars, and right about the entire agenda. That's why the bad guys want us off air. And that's why it's such a revolutionary act when you take the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X or on Rumble at AJN Live. That's the new site on Rumble. Hundreds of thousands followed just last day. I want to thank all you that did at AJN Live there. Follow us there. Get the free app for the Droid and for Apple for your phone at alexjonesapp.com. This is a revolutionary act. Share it on your email list, your text message list. Tell those you share it to share it. That creates the chain reaction. And then support us at thealexjonesstore.com. But the sister site of the owner of the Alex Jones Network, Bigly, is realalexjones.com. And they hold back 10% of the knives and the coins and the t-shirts. They're limited edition. There, a lot of the stuff that you'll find that's sold out at thealexjonesstore.com is available at realalexjones.com.